This is Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2079, recorded on Thursday, the 19th of September, 2019. Call us on 01603 765365, that's 765365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox will be read this week by Anne Gretton and Matthew Tucker. We have one new listener this week, Mr. Colin Chapman in Horsford. We're delighted to welcome you to Chatterbox and we hope you enjoy our weekly recordings. Before we start this week's Chatterbox, we have a special message for you.
Hello, I'm David Potten and I'm here to tell you that the October 2019 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk will follow immediately after this week's Chatterbox. You will hear from Susan Hampshire and from the Heidi High team. You will learn about Norwich's history in the manufacture of boots and shoes and about the visiting Kinky Boots musical. You will find out about bats, and as a result you may get the heebie-jeebies. Add to this a visit to Jimmy's farm, advertisements for Murray Mints, a Gerald's manager's passion for a tractor, the forthcoming Hostry Festival, and shopping dilemmas, and you've got quite a feast coming. So don't forget, Chatterbox Let's Talk follows straight after Chatterbox.
Thank you, David. We will have the usual news items from the Norwich Evening News this week, plus readers' letters, information desk, and three features, taking us from Freemasons to fraudsters. We will start as usual with some of the stories making news in Norwich.
We start this week with four stories about food and restaurants. Richard Hughes of the Hughes Cookery School in Norwich has recorded 13 closures of restaurants in the past year. And this week they were joined by another, Storm in the Teacup. In addition, the Pie Bakery is closing. And what is coming instead? Seven new drive-through Kentucky Fried Chicken stores. We will hear evening news readers' reactions to this news soon. But first, let's hear from Richard Hughes.
Norwich has lost around 1,000 covers in the past year as the restaurant industry struggles in decline, a top chef has said. Richard Hughes of the Hughes Cookery School, based at the Assembly House, has calculated that the city has lost a vast amount of seats across both the independent and chain sector. He said, "Everyone wants something new. When the Ivy opened, it was absolutely packed for 3 weeks, and then the Cozy Club opened, and people moved their custom over there for a while." Mr. Hughes and the Assembly House team have won fans thanks to innovations such as their Alice in Wonderland afternoon tea. However, they are continually changing their offering by bringing in specials such as a Halloween afternoon tea or an extraordinary Easter afternoon tea. Since July 2018, Norwich has lost 13 eateries, including independents such as the Library and Aliole, and major chains, Jamie Oliver's and Carluccio's. However, with the closures, this has created an influx of staff supply for the remaining eateries. Mr. Hughes said, "I don't want to say we've benefited, but you talk to anyone in the industry and they'll tell you that finding and keeping skilled staff is difficult. That's why we put so much effort into keeping our staff happy and look after their well-being with things like yoga classes."
A Norwich cafe has announced it is set to close later this month. Storm in a Teacup on Elm Hill revealed the news on Sunday, saying that its doors would close on Saturday, September 28th. Its owner, Sharon Fawcett, said, "This was my dream, and I've done it now." Miss Fawcett ran the business with her son, Nick, who plans to tour South America after his final shift. "I wish I was as exciting as Nick," she said, "but I do want to go and visit Germany again because I used to live there." Before opening her Elm Hill Cafe 3 years ago, Miss Fawcett, 50, had been a teaching assistant for 15 years. She said she now hopes to go back to working with young people.
A Norwich baker is hanging up his apron after 12 years in the business and is picking up his climbing boots instead. John, named Grimsby Watt, and his wife Sally have chosen to close their business, Pye Baker. The couple began winding down with the closure of their shop in Deerham Road and have since told their commercial clients they would also be closing their wholesale bakery in Aylsham Road. Mr. Watt said, "We wanted to quit while we're ahead. Sally and I have been running this place for 12 years and it's often been 6 or 7 days a week. It can be a 24-hour job as well when you get a van broken down in the middle of the night." Mr. Watt had a team of 6 staff, which had been made redundant. However, he has helped them in finding new roles, as well as passing clients on to other local businesses. "Sally and I just want more time together," he said. "I also really want to start mountaineering. I'm nearly 50, and I've been on my feet in a kitchen since I was 15. Sally and I really enjoy hiking, and I want to do some more before my knees give out." Mr. Watt will be closing the business on September the 28th with a stand at Fakenham Makers Market, as well as a pop-up shop outside his wholesale bakery.
Finger-licking chicken is kicking the trend of the high street as KFC has announced plans for major expansion. The fast food chain has revealed it is set to open 7 drive-throughs in Norfolk in the near future, just some of 536 news outlets. However, the news comes on the tail of significant closures of chain restaurants owned by the restaurant group. Just last week, the chain announced it would be closing 76 Frankie and Benny's sites, as well as 42 other restaurants. These will be made up of other brands owned by the group, including Wagamama, Chiquito and Coast to Coast. Professor Joshua Bamfield, director of the Centre for Retail Research, has shed some light on why fast food is flourishing where the mainstream is collapsing. He said companies like KFC, McDonald's and Burger King have been doing well in recent years, mirroring a global switch to meat-based fast food. However, he said that the switch was not down to price, with KFC being on average 8 to 12 times cheaper than the likes of Jamie Oliver's or Carluccio's, but was down to changing tastes.